embedded objects, removing a splinter, and amputation. If an object is embedded in a wound, do not remove it, as this could cause further damage. The object may also be stemming any bleeding. If a child has an object embedded in a wound, use sterile dressings and bandages to apply padding on either side of the object. Build it up to avoid pressure on the foreign body. Hold the padding firmly in place with a roller bandage or a folded triangular bandage. Apply the bandage in a crisscross method to avoid pressure on the object. Take the child to hospital so that the object can be safely removed. Removing splinters. Gently clean the area around the splinter with warm water and soap. Use tweezers to grasp the splinter as close to the skin as possible. Draw the splinter out in a straight line in the same direction it entered the skin, making sure it does not break off. Carefully squeeze the wound to encourage a small drop of blood. This will help flush out remaining dirt. Clean and dry the wound and cover with a plaster or other dressing. Important: seek medical help if the splinter is too deeply embedded to remove or it lies over a joint. Note: the casualty should check that their tetanus immunization is up to date. Amputation: a limb that has been partially or completely severed can often be reattached by microsurgery. It's important to retrieve the body part as quickly as possible and keep it cold without allowing it to freeze. Treatment for amputation: treat any severe bleeding. Wrap the amputated part in a sterile dressing or a clean cloth moistened with saline or water. Place the bag or container holding the body part inside another bag containing ice or ice water. If ice is unavailable, you can use a cooler or instant cold pack. Keep the body part cooled at all times. Avoid direct contact with ice. Label the container with the person's name and the time the part was stored. Keep the casualty calm and comfortable, and seek immediate medical attention by calling emergency services or getting to a hospital as quickly as possible. Give the body part to the ambulance or hospital team.